Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Teresa Medved and I'm a missionary here at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. And today we're going to be reflecting on a passage from Ephesians 3, which is actually really interesting because it's one of St. Paul's letters to the Ephesians. And the section that we're reading under is actually titled The World Mission of the Church. And it's written from Paul's perspective. He's actually in prison at this time, and he's writing to the Ephesians to bring them courage and deeper confidence in their faith, despite his imprisonment and all of the things that are happening around them. And so we're just going to dive right in and read the scripture and then break it down a little bit. And so he says, "For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that he may grant you in accord with the riches of his glory to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inner self, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the holy ones what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to accomplish far more than all we ask or imagine, by the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen." And this is really interesting, looking at St. Paul's letter. As I read this, I see first primarily his heart of intercession for his people, that even though circumstances separate them, he's kneeling before the Father and he's begging for the wisdom and the grace and the mercy that he has received to be poured out on the people who are following and seeking to know Jesus. And through this intercession, he actually invites his people into greater unity as the body of Christ. And he says that Christ may dwell in you, that you may be rooted and grounded in love. And when we're rooted and grounded in that love, they're able to walk with one another more fully. And so, though they are apart, he's still inviting them into opportunity to support one another. And by his example, he actually even gives them like practicals on how he's doing that. Even though he's in prison, he's documenting and authoring the church history. He's protecting his people and he's pastoring them, the people who are following them, and he's inviting people to encounter Christ. And so by his example, he shows us that our circumstances actually don't limit us or define the possibilities, but he's inviting them to look with Christ's eyes at the opportunities that lie ahead of them. And I think that's an important theme that the Lord wants to invite us into in this time of reflection, that our circumstances are not limits, that actually his commandment is without bound, as we find in Psalm 119, that even though things around us might be different or less ideal than we want them to be, that he actually gives us opportunities to step into his grace and his hope even more fully. And a second piece of this unity is that we find Christ when we lay down our lives for one another. And so we see this very clearly in Paul's example. He's laid down his life for the church, for the Gentiles in particular, which has brought him to prison, but he's not letting that stop him. He's still looking forward with hope. And I know that in certain circumstances of my life, there was a specific season where there were different challenges that kept arising that maybe shook our family a little bit. And we're like, hey, we're waking up each day and wondering, where are we going to go from here? But it's actually an opportunity to say, okay, Jesus, I can't see what's next, but you do know. And so we're able to ask him where he wants to take us. And he also invites us into looking at where we've been, because he'll never lead us astray. And even if we step aside, he'll actually bring us back to him. And so when we look at where he's taken us, the little stepping stones or maybe the buoys, kind of like we see in lakes or in seas, that we're actually able to look forward and see which one he's calling us to next, and that he's always going to lead us, and that if we take that step in faith, that he's going to provide the next landing for us. And so today, let's seize this opportunity to walk with one another, to intercede for one another, and to call each other into greater unity of the church, so that we know and follow that mission that God has given us. Because at the end of the day, God wants to use you and he wants to use me. And he's going to provide us the strength and the steps that we need to get there. So that at the end of the day, we can pray and give glory to God, just like St. Paul, as he says, "Now to him who is able to accomplish far more than all we ask or imagine, by the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus, to all generations, forever and ever. Amen." And so this has been a reflection on Ephesians 3, 14 through 21. And my name is Teresa. And to learn more about Damascus and the programs offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. God bless and have a lovely day.